from KQED.
With a great job opportunity, the ideal candidate will like to work hard and play hard and be good at maintaining control during stressful situations. Okay, I'm kidding about the job, but the phrases I used in describing it, work hard, play hard, maintaining control, appeal more to men. That's according to a recent analysis of more than 25,000 tech job ads. And as KQED Silicon Valley editor Tanya Mosley tells us, these phrases could be contributing to Silicon Valley's gender diversity problem.
At the San Francisco offices of the software company Atlassian, women hold crucial roles in just about every department. But it wasn't always this way, according to Aubrey Blanche. She's Atlassian's head of diversity and inclusion.
Our representation of women, underrepresented people of color, in leadership and technical roles were gaps for us that we needed to work on.
So 2 years ago, Atlassian decided to make its job listings more gender neutral. Blanche says that's when she realized the power of language.
If you say manage a team, it tends to be male. If you say develop a team, it tends to be female. And when you say lead a team, it tends to be neutral.
Atlassian turned to the artificial intelligence software Textio to help analyze its job ad listings. Textio itself recently took a broader look at tech companies and analyzed 25,000 job ads from last year. The majority of the companies analyzed tended to use language that appeals more to men. Uber's job listings, for instance, used phrases like high-performance culture and all-star 30 times more often than similar companies. Textio CEO Karen Snyder says when phrases are used over and over, we're able to get a clear view into a company's culture.
If you have thousands of people in a company using the same language as one another without some central editor making that the case, you're probably really on to something deep about the way the environment works.
Uber has recently come under fire for cultivating a hostile work environment for women. An Uber spokesperson says, as part of an effort to change that culture, it's now using language software to analyze its own listings. Stanford University assistant linguistics professor Judith Deegan says using this kind of software can be valuable, but she wonders, just how nuanced is it?
We have this like monolithic idea of the category men versus the category women. And at the end of the day, even within those categories, you can have a lot of variation in who responds to what sort of language.
Some of the other companies on that list, Slack and Twitter, consistently used phrases in ads that appeal more to women, like empathetic or developing relationships. Professor Deegan says that's encouraging, but she wouldn't want companies to think that software alone can solve Silicon Valley's gender diversity problem.
There's always the danger that we're just going to be generating job ads or reviews or whatever else that have been filtered through this machine and where you take out all the stuff that actually reflects the company's culture.
These are our five core values.
At Atlassian, a commitment to diversity has made a difference. In 2017, women accounted for 57% of new hires in design, engineering, and product management. That's up from 10% 2 years ago. Aubrey Blanche says language software is not a silver bullet. The company has also made recruiting diverse candidates a priority.
It is all of those changes together that have helped us get there. Language is just one piece of the puzzle.
I'm Tanya Mosley, KQED News.